I am Roberta Schultz. Author Garen Pernia writes about food and arts culture for local and national publications like the Wall Street Journal, Rolling Stone, Esquire, and even the Cincinnati Inquirer. What then would inspire an Ohio native from Centerville to write a comprehensive book for the University Press of Kentucky entitled The Beer Cheese Book? In the introduction, Pernia begins with that question, revisiting childhood memories about family drives to Kentucky's horse country each summer to support her mother's foray into the horse business. Those pleasant memories resurfaced after the author grew up and moved to bustling and expensive locales like Los Angeles and Chicago. The idea of living in Kentucky eventually seemed exotic to Pernia, so she moved to Northern Kentucky in 2011, where, oddly enough, she discovered beer cheese. I also believed I had discovered beer cheese in Northern Kentucky when my husband and I took a visiting musician to the Hofbrauhaus in Newport to enjoy some German cuisine. I mean, go figure, what could be more German than a hot cheese spread made with beer, served with a soft pretzel? It turns out that this warm variety of beer cheese does not hail from Germany and is not what most beer cheese enthusiasts expect of this creamy appetizer created in Winchester, Kentucky. The ingredients are simple: beer, cheese, and spices served cold with pretzels, crackers, or chopped veggies. In the first chapter, the author interviews Winchester beer cheese makers and their descendants to give the reader an idea of how beer cheese evolved into the favorite snack of river rats who gathered on boats and restaurants along the Kentucky River in the 1940s. Beer cheese makers are guarded about their recipes, especially shielding the particular cheese used to make their family's batches. Most makers acknowledge a preference for cold-packed cheddars. In subsequent chapters, Pernia offers a variety of recipes for making beer cheese, as well as many recipes that include beer cheese as an important ingredient. Beer cheese biscuits, beer cheese bagels, beer cheese mac and cheese, you name it. There are even specific directions about how best to flatten your beer so that it will add to the desired taste of the finished product. Pernia shares her personal recipe that she entered in the 2014 Beer Cheese Festival in Winchester. Yes, there is a beer cheese festival in June. Last year, over 20,000 beer cheese lovers attended to sample and buy beer cheese, arts, and crafts. In 2016, Pernia was tapped as a judge. She humorously describes her experience rating the many varieties of Central Kentucky's micro cuisine. The author also shares her entertaining quest to travel the beer cheese trail in Clark County and environs with a tourism official. The prize for completing the trail and sampling the varieties of beer cheese at each establishment along the way is a t-shirt that says, "I survived the beer cheese trail." Pernia proudly earned hers while gathering some great stories. The Beer Cheese Book by Garen Pernia provides a handy reference for any food pilgrim wanting to know more about one of Kentucky's distinctive food ways. A comprehensive list of restaurants, bars, and retailers closes out the book. You can begin your exploration of beer cheese nearby at several of the retailers and restaurants listed in the greater Cincinnati area. Then, if you are more adventurous, work your way toward the Beer Cheese Festival in Winchester this coming June. After that, you might find yourself retracing Pernia's steps along the Beer Cheese Trail, or venturing outward into Chicago or even New York enclaves that feature this Central Kentucky treat. You can find a link to the Beer Cheese Book by Garen Pernia at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.